Hey, everybody, time for another Code Pen Radio, your absolutely favorite podcast that comes at you approximately every week.
approximately.
Yeah, yeah. We try to stick to it. I'm like a good schedule kind of guy. You know, on my other podcast, Shop Talk Show, we're a freaking clockwork, you know. Of course, saying that means I'm probably going to miss one this summer or something, but that's okay. I think people like that, you know. They say that's one of those like classic pieces of advice for a podcast. They're like, be consistent. And I do think that's kind of important, mostly because it's like, I don't know, if you do 7 episodes and stop, you know, obviously you're not going to, it's not even a test of your popularity. It's like
you have a limited series.
Yeah. Or you could call it that. That'd be cool. We used to do that once in a while, didn't we? Like when we had guests on, I think I did like a business series or something. But yeah, I've never been that good at that.
That's way back. That's vintage.
Vintage stuff. Well, we're alive and kicking here. I have. Did you do the cool? Did I say? Oh, and with me is Marie.
Hey, everybody.
Yes, I like the little delay when you do it too. That's good. Okay, we're going to talk today about something that probably affects mostly me and you. Everybody has access to this particular area of the site, but we probably make the most edits and stuff like that. And that's basically, we've got a WordPress site.
Yes, we do.
And we use it heavily. It doesn't power most of CodePen. Of course, it's not the main app. CodePen.io is, you know, emphatically not WordPress, but there's other URL. Oh, yeah, not ideal. And there's this other URL. I don't even have any particular desire to change it, but I will admit that it's a little weird. The URL for it is blog.codepen.io. That is fine. Like, I don't mind because guess what's there? Our blog, you know? Like, pretty cool, right? But what's also there is our documentation, which is actually, like, super important. Like, mega super important, I'd say. I don't know. But it's just at blog.codepen.io/docs. That's a little weird, I guess, you know, like it's not our blog anyway. Like I don't have any better ideas, which is why I've never changed it. And we probably never will change it, but whatever. So this WordPress site is our blog and it's our docs. And I think of those as like pretty separate concerns. And it houses this podcast.
And this very podcast. Right,
it has those three things. Yeah, and if you've ever been over to the docs or whatever, you can see those three things are very prominently in the header. So it's no surprise that they're combined. And WordPress really excels at all three of those things, I'd say. It is on different hosting. It is like an entirely separate world. Back in the early days, I remember us thinking like, well, if we ever go down, we'll still have a site we can communicate with people on or whatever. I don't know. That seems a little like far-fetched at this point out. You know, I think people have seen the site is down. They just are annoyed. They don't go like, I wonder if there's an alternate domain I could reference here that I have no link to.
Yeah, that's a little old-fashioned, like the status page type thing. But, you know, for the most part, that type of thing just gets handled on social media. That's, you know, put up a pin post or whatever. But, totally, I mean, we're talking about going, having downtime. That hardly ever happens.
Hardly ever. Isn't that nice? Because we fight, you know? We put on our boxing gloves and we get after it. Heck yeah. That's our moat, is how much fighting we do.
True. Yes.
Okay. So there's the blog, and truth be told, right at the moment, there's not a lot of just like random blog posts, meaning I'm like, I used to do this more, like here's some cool stuff or a thought or whatever. I do so much blogging elsewhere that what the blogging tends to be on CodePen is the weekly Chris's Corner, which I write. And that goes at the bottom of Marie's Spark, you know, so we just combine our stuff. You put the Spark together, you slap my little Chris's Corner at the bottom of it, and we send it out. The Spark also doesn't really have anything to do with WordPress. That is a different piece of technology separate. That puts that together. But I do write Chris's Corner in WordPress, and then I send you the link to it, and you pluck it out to put in there. But like the canonical, I guess, is over on the blog. And then when you're ready, after you publish the Spark, you publish it on the blog too. So I like that. I like anything that I write having a very clear URL to it. I think we've kind of gone back and forth on that. Like, should it be part of the Spark? Because the Sparks are published on the web too. I don't think a lot of people read it that way, but you could. Like, we could put Chris's Corner there, but we just don't for whatever reason. Yeah, I probably would be surprised.
I think it's nice to have it on the blog because it is a classic blog post. So I feel like that's a good place where it belongs.
Feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we could probably like link it at some point together or something, but you know, it's so many hours in the day. Okay, so that gets posted there. And then the third thing is the podcast, which we're talking about now. Very meta, I realize, maybe not the most interesting thing in the world, but one of the things that you get with WordPress is like good RSS action, you know, like that's they've had it forever. You can subscribe to the blog with RSS. We make a prominent link for it in the header. I'm an RSS guy, so that just goes there. I like it. But what podcasts are is RSS feeds with links to audio files in them. Like that's all a podcast is.
That's what a classic podcast is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, you know,
it seems like RSS is making a little bit of a comeback too. I'm seeing a lot more stuff about it lately between like RSS and like the idea of like at proto and stuff like that. I see a lot more people talking about these kinds of.
Oh, you said it correctly. I had to be corrected on it the other day. Yeah, I said
that's like a 50-50 chance with me.
Yeah. I called it AT
proto. At proto? What did you call it? AT proto. Okay. Yeah. This is not, it's not that. I just figured it was at.
You're supposed to think of it with as like the little at symbol. But I'm like, that's if you wanted that, then why don't you use the at symbol? Anyway, I have qualms. we did a Shop Talk show. I think this will beat that one out. But we got Dan Abramov on it, who was at Blue Sky for a little while, but now is just kind of like like an at proto fan, essentially. I learned a lot about it. It is like not RSS, but it's similar in spirit. It is truly weird as a technology.
Spiritually similar to RSS, at least
it kind of is,
the
though,
ideal
because
version
there's
of
a
RSS
format.
Was, yeah.
Like if you publish a blog post, the blog post lives in your database or whatever in WordPress. Okay, cool. There's a posts table, a WP-posts table that contains like 99% of all WordPress content, including your posts. And fine, that's how it should be, right? But then it expresses itself through your theme and PHP and what have you into just an HTML output document that you can view on the web. Great. You can also output that data from your database because you can do whatever you want with data as like XML formatted blah, which is an RSS feed, which is great because people, then they read it in their RSS feeder. It doesn't have any styling. You know, it's like very trimmed back. Like your theme has absolutely nothing to do with it. I think people basically know what an RSS feed is, but it's just a trimmed down. It's like, here's just the content.
Right.
But WordPress has long been at a place where, because they have this database and this ability to output whatever at URLs, there was like, you know, I probably talk about this too much. I don't think people care anymore. But like, yeah, it's even true now. You know, like, I don't know, people that have an iPhone, you by default, you get the news app on there. Mm-hmm. To get on there, you have to publish to Apple in like a weird Apple News format. If you want to do that with your WordPress site, it's a plug-in away. You just can do that. So now you're outputting as HTML, you're publishing as RSS, and you're publishing as weird Apple News format. For a while, this is like many years ago now, Facebook wanted crap in their special format, and you could do that. Then for a while, Google had Google AMP, and that was a special format, and WordPress could output that. And in a way, that felt okay to me. It was like, I just write words, and I want people to read words. And if all you nerds want to read it in some different format, I don't care. Just here you go. Here's the weird format that you wanted in. At proto is another one. And what it is like JSON format. There's even JSON feed, which is like RSS, but it's instead of XML, it's just in JSON. That was nice. I don't think a lot of people use it, but that's also just a plug-in away, you know, rock and roll. WordPress also has an API, I should mention. You could digest the content that way if you'd like to as well. Then, but at proto is like, you don't even know this, but if you're on Blue Sky, they've given you like, I don't know if it's helpful, but I think of it as like an S3 bucket of just space where you just put stuff. And in this S3 bucket, which is absolutely not an S3 bucket, but that's how I think of it, is like a folder called like Blue Sky, essentially. But it's really like booksky.blah.net or something. It's like a folder. And then in there is like all kinds of JSON files, essentially. And they're, one of them is like every person you follow, there's an entry that says, I, Marie, follow X person. And it's represented as a JSON file that sits in this bucket. And then you publish your little skeets or whatever we're calling them now. Each one of those is one of those. Your profile and identity and stuff. That's a JSON file that sits in that folder. And then if somebody, you want to like build an @proto app yourself. I mean, CodePen could do this. We're probably not like going to jump on it just because it's a bunch of technical stuff. We don't know how important it is to the world. But let's say there's like a RSS reader type app that wants to live on @proto, then it's also got a folder in your little S3 bucket. And when you auth, then you can like write to that bucket. Anybody can read to it. It's totally public information. Also a little weird, but true. Hmm. Anything in that bucket is like, let's say you like follow The Verge. Then there's a little JSON file in that bucket that says, I, Marie, follow The Verge. And it has this crap in there. Or you can like have a blog and like I do, and I have it on @proto. And then in that folder is like all my JSON files for all my blog posts just get barfed into that. And then because I did that, it's called standard.site. It's just whatever. And I think that's kind of nice and interesting or whatever. And so people can read out of that bucket my blog posts and do whatever they want with it. And it's kind of this standardized format. Where that bucket lives, I think, is very interesting. It's pretty much on Blue Sky. It can be anywhere because it's just an open protocol kind of thing. But like so many people use Blue Sky and that's their intro to what @proto is. They just like give you this bucket. So all of our buckets are on Blue Sky at the moment, unless you're a deep @proto nerd and have moved it.
Right. Yeah, I have been seeing some of that too. Yeah, interesting. It's cool to see something new crop up.
It's just one more place to publish to, whatever. So our podcast clear, and it has little audio files in it, it goes out to RSS and it's read. And I think that's the definition of podcast. Like, I don't think you can listen to this show on Spotify. Maybe you can. And maybe you can actually. Yeah. But what it's not is like there's some shows that are only on Spotify.
Right.
And
yeah.
What you can't do is like if that there's no RSS feed for that. So to me, that's not a podcast. Yeah. You can listen to it fine. It has all the, it like looks like, you know, quacks like a duck and looks like a duck or whatever. But it's not really a podcast because I can't subscribe to it anywhere else. It doesn't have that RSS foundation. So to me, I do my little cool Europe-y chin flick thing at it. Not a podcast.
Yeah, it's more like an exclusive show rather than a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so one of the reasons where I had this on my mind that is because we all CodePen 2.0 is nigh. We needed all new documentation, 100% rewritten documentation. This is a big project for me and you. It was took a long time to get through. It started out in Notion, you know, it was like, let's plan it out. Like, what's it going to be? We had these like big thoughts where the design of the documentation, like visually mimics the, what it looks like in the editor. So like, for example, in the 2.0 editor, you see files first, and then you see the blocks in the build pipeline next. And then you see deployment below that and all that. That's the same order that you see the documentation into. It has some like cool synchronicity that way. But we needed to rewrite it. Like we saved very little from.
Yeah, it was almost an entire rewrite. The only few things that are still similar, even that kind of needed a refresh because it was just, some of it was just outdated. Some of it could have been improved. So we just, we blasted through that thing and cleaned it all up.
Mm-hmm. So it started as like an outline, essentially, of like what's what are child pages of what, and how are we going to group them together and all this. So we did it. We wrote it all and published it. But how do you do that? Because the point of WordPress in a way to us is that it's not part of our code base, our mono repo of stuff on CodePen. It is a repo, but it's just our theme and stuff. And when I change the design and like stuff as part of the theme, that goes into the Git repo and gets deployed and all that. But all the content of it is not. We don't like work on that locally and then push it up live. The live database, which is of course backed up six ways to Sunday or whatever, but the live database is the canonical information for CodePen. So what I did when we made new docs was I made what we used for our docs the last time, we just used pages because, you know, as people may know, we've been around forever. And they didn't even have custom post types when we first made CodePen, which is an ancient feature of WordPress. They just didn't exist. Or or whatever. But now you can make a custom post type as anything. So a CPT, they call them. And, you know, I always think of like, I don't know, you're a real estate agent and you represent houses. So you'll make house a custom post type. And house can have, you can arrange it to say, well, I don't really need the big description field. A house is really just like an address and a price and number of bedrooms and bathrooms and an address or something. So you can like customize the screen. And then when you're in WordPress, you're so used to going like new page or new post, you go new house and then whatever. So it's like, that's how CMSs should work. I feel like WordPress has forever been like, we're a CMS. And you're like, you kind of are, but like, you don't beg us to set up custom post types. You have them, but it's not like other CMSs where it's like, you can't even use the CMS until you explain what the content is that you're going to manage. Mm-hmm. WordPress is like, it's probably blog posts though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you can though. And I think it's worth it. That's just one little like minor criticism because I'm otherwise kind of a WordPress fanboy. So when I made a custom post type, it meant that we could go ham on this new custom post type. And because the theme just didn't care about them, we're essentially crafting these docs in secret on production. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until we wanted to make them public that then I go in there and be like, okay, well, I can now through the theme, I can write all the stuff necessary to make /docs, which is a new URL. Our old docs are at /documentation, which I'm very glad it's just docs now. But though that's there. And we're running both versions of the docs at the moment because...
For now, yeah.
Yeah, the classic docs still exist. They do default to the 2.0 docs now. There's probably more people that need to read those anyway. And the search searches the 2.0 docs primarily, stuff like that. So anyway, we can kind of run them both because they were just built with different technologies, really. That was kind of a useful way to handle all that. And it worked great.
Yeah, it was really smooth, actually, because we did have a time period there where none of this was actually true about CodePen. It was all just in a draft state. But we were able to just work on it continuously while keeping the regular docs right where they were. And now, yeah, like you said, they're side by side. And even though they were crafted in a completely different way, we've got them both running. No problems.
Yeah. Yep. Works great. There's nice URLs for everything. I'm happy to go in there and change URLs when necessary because WordPress does nice redirects when we need to. And, you know, I was in there literally before this call. I'm on with Steven and we're like looking at something. And in 2.0, we have like this minimal UI thing. And we're just like looking at making sure that we kind of like said the right thing in the minimal UI docs. But we also have presentation mode. And I just totally forgot about that. What presentation mode is like this temporary version of minimal UI. So you can like turn it on, but unlike minimal UI, it's like just on until you turn it off. Presentation mode is like just temporarily on until you refresh or whatever. It's like not meant to be this permanent status like minimal UI is. And the intention is that we'll improve it in the future with more features from the old school presentation mode. You know, I used to be able to change the font and all that.
Yeah.
On the fly. Like maybe that's cool. Maybe we can bring that back in presentation mode only. Anyway, that just wasn't in the new docs because, you know, it's like the tiniest little thing ever. It was easy to slip through the cracks. So we're editing the docs to put it in there. And it took like 2 seconds and then we're done. Then you hit save.
A piece of cake. Yep.
Yeah. You just like hit save and you're done. You know, we don't have to be like make a PR and wait for CI to run and then merge it and then make sure we deploy the blog and all that. Like, that's not the kind of experience I'm looking for these docs.
It's still
versioned
not.
And everything, you know, like if you think, oh,
and that's awesome because I mean, it hasn't happened lately. We've gotten better about this, but we've had situations where we've blown each other's work away in the docs and you just roll it back. It's no big deal. It was actually when we were talking about for 2.0 doing the versioning feature. That was one of the things that we used to look at was how simple it was in WordPress. And, you know, you just roll right back and it's a piece of cake. It's not complicated.
Yeah, sweet. Good versioning system. I'll tell you what happens to me is that I'm like writing docs and then I'm just like, oh crap, I gotta go because I'm just a psycho and, you know, that's how life works. And then I'll come home and I'll be like tired from whatever I'm doing. And then I'll sit on the couch and I'll open up my laptop, and I had never saved, you know, like upstairs in my office or whatever. Oh. And then I have like Arc, which syncs all the tabs, and then I'll load up that old blog post, and it'll be like, oh, it's in some weird state. It's like they made a version of it, but I never explicitly saved, and it'll be like, oh, there's a newer version of this, you know, just like CodePen does.
Just like what we have. Yeah, exactly. So it's definitely something that kind of led the way in how we looked at versions for CodePen itself.
Yeah. It also, like, it never goes down. It never has any problems. I like manage it just fine. I feel very, yeah, I think that's nice to know. And not like a common refrain around WordPress. A lot of people bitch and whine about security and all this. I'm like, I don't know. I use a good WordPress host. I don't do anything weird. I keep my plugins updated. I keep WordPress updated. It's never a problem. And I really don't expect it to be. And we get stuff like, oh, now everybody on the team can log into it and make these edits. It's not just Marie and I. It's not a thing. You don't have to learn anything. You just log in and do stuff. Search. How are we going to build search for this? Well, obviously, people need to search the docs. Oh, you install the Jetpack plugin for search and it does a great job. Okay, done.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was nice too, because we were able to put limitations on that, because we used to have a problem where search was a little bit too broad. Like, it would bring up like ancient blog posts where that would have like things like, maybe we'll do this someday, and it's from like 2010 or something, and people would write in like, hey, did you ever do that? That's not what we wanted people looking for when they were actually supposed to be searching documentation. So we were able to tighten down the scope of docs. Yeah, doc search, so that all they're searching within.
You can't even search all blog posts anymore. Exactly. You could do it on Google or
you
whatever.
Could. Yeah, but to make sure that people weren't getting bad information from just goofy stuff we said offhand in a blog post or an old podcast.
Remember
or something.
We put that like yellow bar on it at one point? They're like, yo, this is old.
That might still be there because because old blog posts, especially in the early days, Chrissy used to just say whatever.
I really did.
So we have a disclaimer on old blog posts that are just like, this is old. This is probably not what's going on at CodePen right now.
But
just really tightening down the scope and making sure that documentation search stays to documentation and isn't just like our posts about a cool meetup we had 11 years ago.
Look at the search even says search documentation. Look at us.
Yep,
good
exactly.
job.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes it so that the information is accessible and the right information is being given to people when we have a ton of stuff.
We do. It had the like construction tape look. I probably will never change it because I love that. Where it's like black, yellow.
It's eye catching for sure. That's the reason why they do it in real life too. You're not going to miss that.
And then we do occasionally put like, we need like a random page. The one I'm thinking of is our like the one where we have all our logos and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So if people go like to this actually works too. If you Google like CodePen logos, it kind of depends on the day. You might get somebody's pen or something because, you know, or some kind of collection of logos. But usually it's on the first page of results. It'll say CodePen's brand assets and logos. And you get to a page that has a, I love that we have this. It's not the most beautiful page in the world, but I am constantly on other companies trying to find their, that's what I prefer. I prefer to like that the company themselves has a brand assets page. And then I read that to grab their logo and all and see what they want and come up with ideas and stuff. And it's obnoxious when companies don't have it. And I like that we have this and I like that it's not, it's just managed in WordPress. It's some dumb little URL. Like I do not care for it to be part of our big fancy main app, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little one-off.
It's awesome for that. Just little one-off things like that.
All right. I think that's enough talking about WordPress probably. Works pretty good for us.
Yeah, we still love it after all this
time. That's it. That's the main... It was not a bad choice. Partially because, like, I would hesitate to be like, if you've never once used it, that you, I don't know that you need to, like, follow in our footsteps there. One of the reasons we use it is because I, like, have used it so much.
You, like, wrote a book on it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, quite literally, you wrote the book? Yeah. I mean,
literally wrote it.
That's how we started working together, was inside of WordPress. We were working on CSS tricks. So,
which is WordPress to this day.
We've been using it for quite some time. and it has not let us down.
Yeah, I've made a million sites for all kinds of people at all different scales, and I just know it inside and out. Not that it's like particularly hard to learn, I'd say. We'll put it at medium plus, though. It definitely is not like the world's easiest thing, especially because PHP is so like out of fashion or whatever, and that's still...
Well, yeah, but you know, it's funny. I saw an article the other day. I'll try to pull it up for the show notes because this one's worth sharing, about how PHP is starting to fall out of institutional knowledge. Lots of people who are good at it are actually almost at retirement age. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like the new COBOL, which is, you know, a good thing and a bad thing. It's good to know it when all the people who used to maintain it suddenly all retire at the same time. So
yeah,
wouldn't hurt to know a little bit of PHP right now. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say the freaking elephant in the room, but there's an awful lot of WordPress sites on GitHub, and there's an awful lot of little robots that read it and learn it. So it may not be as big of a deal as the COBOL cowboys were, you know.
Hey, you never know, man.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt to know stuff. Let me just say that.
It doesn't hurt to know stuff. I'm banking on that, frankly. I need to, my little weird little limited knowledge set needs to continue turning into money for the foreseeable future. Okay, everybody. Let's not get too weird with it. End of show. See you next week for probably the greatest episode you've ever heard.
Yes. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.